On this episode of the Green Street Beat, we're focusing on the 2020 census. Mayor Pro Tem Bethel Lopez and City Planner Victoria Nelson stopped by to talk about the importance of the census and why everyone needs to stand up and be counted. Let's get to it. I'm joined today by Mayor Pro Tem Bethel Lopez and Victoria Nelson, who is a planner with the City of Lee Summit. Thank you both for joining the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you very much for the invite.
Yeah, thank you.
So today we're talking about the 2020 census. Many of our listeners have probably already received an invitation in the mail to fill out their census. So we wanted to just start with the basics. What is a census and why is it important for residents to fill it out?
So the census determines how much funding local communities receive for key public services such as hospitals, fire departments, schools, roads, and other resources. It also determines how many seats each state gets in Congress, and the state and local officials use the census counts to draw boundaries for congressional, state, legislative, and school districts. And also, a lot of people don't know this, is that the census is a constitutional right. It is under our U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, that mandates that the country conducts a count of its population every 10 years, and the 2020 census will mark the 24th time that the country has conducted its population since 1790.
It was actually interesting. I was on the census website the other day, and they have a thing comparing what it was like from 1790 to today, and it was just kind of fun to look at if people want to go out to the website and check that one out. I think some people, when they assume they're filling out a survey, may think it's super long, but it's really not. How many questions are people asked, and what kind of questions are they?
There's only about 9 questions. It'll take about 10 minutes to fill out. And they're very basic, simple questions such as your name, phone number, gender, how many people live in the household. And this is including infants. So if you just had a baby on April 1st or anytime now until you fill out your census form, they want you to count your newborn baby. It'll also ask questions about race and just relations in a household. So if you're a bunch of roommates, you know, you can say we're roommates living together. It's basic questions.
And Mayor Pro Tem Lopez, as an elected official, what's your message to constituents about the census and why it's so important?
Yeah, Eric, somewhat as a follow-up to what Victoria had mentioned, by being able to count the as accurate as possible, the total amount of population base within the City of Lee Summit. Again, as Victoria indicated, this kind of helps communities like us, like in Lee Summit, that is such a high growth, population growth community. Just since the last census 10 years ago, I think we've grown over 30,000 people. And by counting our population, we're able to access some of these federal programs and resources that is set in place in with Congress. And we can use them in a high growth area for all of our issues that we have, like infrastructure, public safety, as Victoria mentioned, education. So the more people we can count, the more resources we're able to obtain for a community like ours.
And you mentioned the federal funding. What city programs or services rely on this federal funding? And can you talk a little bit about what those programs do for those who don't know?
Technically, there's about 132 programs that the money is allocated to. Examples would be Head Start, grants that support teachers and special education, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP, Department of Transportation's Highway Planning and Construction, National School Lunch Programs, even wildlife restoration, Medicare, Medicaid, and emergency assistance.
And other than the federal funding aspect, why would you say it's important for local officials to just have an accurate measure of the people in the community, the demographic, of not only the state, but at the local level?
Well, as I said, Eric, these resources that come down to our local level from the federal level will help us as we continue to plan for our growth, our population growth. It helps us with a lot of the infrastructure needs that we have. We obviously have older parts of the community of Lee Summit, that have decaying roadway systems, curbs, sidewalks, sewer systems, water systems. And so obviously it helps those type of geographic areas in our city, but also a lot of the high growth new areas, the greenfield development areas, both for residential and commercial potential development. At this point, though, we are going through a strategic comprehensive plan process. We still don't have, we've not identified what, how we're going to pay for these infrastructure improvements that we're going to be taking on in the next few years.
And it has to, as a city council member, it has to be helpful in making decisions to have this data, because like we said, this happens every 10 years. So right now, the census data you're relying on is 10 years old. And as we all know, Lee Summit's changed a lot in 10 years.
Yes, no doubt. I mean, you know, we have four councilman districts, council representative districts within Lee Summit, and they're evenly distributed by the amount of population that resides within these districts. These districts will probably be adjusted after this new census, because we've seen population shifts. There's been growth in every one of these four districts, but it allows us to account for this growth, be strategic about the growth, and be able to address the needs in each of these districts. And that's why it is critical for as many residents, all residents, as possible to participate on this census.
In addition to the federal funding, the planning aspect of having this new data, I would assume that it would also help you in attracting future businesses to Lee Summit if the data shows strong growth trends in Lee Summit.
Yes, definitely. As I indicated, the geographic components of four political districts within Lee Summit, if we can count the amount of people that are coming in to move in, it helps our school system plan for brick and mortar expansion of school facilities, and also the programs that they use, academic programs they use to educate our children. But also, yes, from a business perspective, one of the first things that any new business looking into an area as potential expansion is they look at the resources, education being probably the primary, but then they also look at public safety and the other amenities that are there, our park system. There's resources that come down from the federal level down to our local park systems, and you know, the incredible, beautiful trail systems that we have within Jackson County that run through Lee Summit. These will all be impacted by with the information that comes out of the census. And you better believe it, a lot of corporate individual owners and corporations in general, that's what they're looking for as they consider going into a new area to expand their business.
I looked up some data from the last census in 2010, and back then Missouri had around a 67% self-response rate. I just checked this morning, and Lee Summit's response rate so far is around 60%. So we've started off pretty strong. Things are looking good, but what would you realistically like that number to be at when this is all said and done?
On the planning side, I would like it to see it be around 70%. I mean, as long as we keep growing each year, keep getting the word out and having people participating, I mean, just constantly showing that this number is growing. So I think 70% for this year would be great.
And I would agree. I mean, I think that seems realistic. You know, considering current situation in society right now with the unprecedented pandemic, I think if we can have, you know, close to 70% participation, I think gives us a good working knowledge of and gauge of our population base. And we can figure out a little easier kind of what needs we have and therefore what resources can be provided.
And one thing that probably is helping the self-response rate so far is how easy it is to respond. You can now do it by phone, by mail, or online. And this is the first time an online census has been offered, isn't that right?
Yes, that is correct.
So that has to make just the self-response, the whole process, much more seamless for people. And when it comes to the census, there's always a concern about privacy because you are revealing some information about yourself. So can you speak to who will have access to these answers and just maybe alleviate some concerns that citizens may have?
Every census worker is sworn under oath to protect the people's privacy, whether they see the information or hear it, because you will have people going around knocking on doors, asking for the survey answers, but they are sworn under oath. And if they violate that, they will be serving prison time and there could be a fine. And as for any kind of citizenship, there's nothing to do with immigration or ICE on the census. This is strictly for statistical purposes only. And that's what this data is used for that they're collecting.
I also want to talk a little bit about scams, because there are people who always try to take advantage of certain situations, and the census is no different. What should people be on the lookout for, and what are the questions they would never be asked that should be instant red flags that should stand out to them?
The U.S. Census actually has a lot of different surveys that are constantly going throughout the year, but no matter what, including this census survey, they will never ask for your full Social Security number, credit card, bank information, any kind of password information, or even political party or a donation of any kind. So if anybody ever asks you any kind of personal information like that, call the police, probably even call Census, let them know that there are scammers out there.
The basic line of questioning, along with what Victoria stated, is basic demographic. As she mentioned earlier during this conversation, they want to know how many people live in a household, and demographic age, race, ethnicity. But if anyone comes in and asks questions beyond that, as Victoria mentioned, then it's probably too good to be true. And at that point, probably our residents should probably stop talking to an individual.
And I know that, I think it's been suspended, at least for the time being, the door-to-door people going around trying to get people to respond due to the pandemic. But if and when that starts back up and people are going door-to-door, will they have clear badges on, things that people can look for to know, like, this person is with the Census Bureau or this person may be a scammer if they're coming door-to-door?
Yes, they will. So every census worker will have an ID badge that includes their name, a photograph of themselves, the Department of Commerce watermark, and an expiration date. They will also be carrying a bag and electronic device. Both the bag and the electronic device will also have the census logo. If you are questioning, a census person's identity, you can always call the census, ask if this is a legit person. The census workers will be working from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. when they are up and going again. Right now they're saying, or they're hoping it'll be end of May that the census workers will be out knocking on the doors. But again, that just kind of depends on what's going on.
And can you walk us through some important dates that residents should remember when this needs to be turned in, things like that?
So let's see. So April 8th today, if you've not filled out a census, you will receive a paper questionnaire if you haven't already. April 20th through the 27th is when you will receive the last paper reminder. And then, as mentioned, they're looking at now toward the end of May when people will come around and start knocking on the doors. But with the virus, it's hard to say for sure when all this will start now.
And for both of you, how can residents help spread the word or encourage others to take part in the census?
Keep it really simple. The message is really simple. We need as many of our residents to participate as possible, if not 100%, but I understand there's a lot of other commitments in life. And the benefits that our community, as I indicated earlier in our conversation, are invaluable. We are able to obtain a lot of federal resources that filter down to the local level. And for a growing community such as Lee Summit, we can certainly use those kind of resources. We have a lot of, as I indicated earlier, it's popular to say infrastructure, but you know, a lot of urban communities tend to kind of rely on that word. But in Lee Summit, you know, we're getting to the stage where, again, to preserve the existing infrastructure we have and enhance it, but also to help with our new growth, again, residential and commercial areas. It's critical. We need as much participation as possible in this current census.
I agree. Just other things to point out is there, I've talked to a lot of people that are in their 20s now, you know, that don't remember the first time the census came around 10 years ago, and they don't understand the importance of it. So just, again, talking to your friends and family, even the ones that are skeptical about what it really is, you know, just talk with them, tell them, no, you know, it is safe. It is very important to our community, just kind of educating them. And if they have any questions, they can always go to census.gov, even get on our Lee Summit website. We have information on there. I mean, so there's information out there that will help them give them a better understanding of why the census is important.
Well, I appreciate you both taking the time to do this. And everyone, get out there, fill out the census. If you have any questions, 2020census.gov is the website to go to for some more information, some fun facts, so anything that you're interested in. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks for listening to the latest episode. Make sure to share it on social media and spread the word. Also, subscribe wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Just search Green Street Beat.